Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. Thank you so much for listening. I just have to start by saying I am so grateful that you've subscribed to the show. We continually keep ranking in the top of the marketing category, which is crazy and fun, and it just shows that hard work pays off. We've been doing this for so long. I did it solo, obviously, for many years before Brock joined me. I think I started in 2012. Is that possible? Maybe 2011? I don't remember. I think 2012. And we've taken some time off. There was a period of time where I just did one episode a week. There was a period where I took a couple of months off. And then Brock joined the show, and now we're consistently doing Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we just want to thank you so much to each and every one of you who have written a review. By the way, Brock's birthday is today, the day I'm recording this, which is March 27th. He's much like his mother. Words of affirmation are one of his love languages. So if you haven't, I would love it. I know it's mom asking for this favor, but I would love it if you wrote a review for the podcast and if you picked one of the episodes that Brock did that you loved. And just let anyone who's reading the review, trying to figure out if they want to actually listen to Build Your Tribe, if you could write a review and tell them why this particular episode and what the title of it was that Brock did and why you recommend it. That would be amazing. I know I'm his mom, but that would be a super cool thing. And it's also a way that we can reach more people. Today, I want to share with you something that is so profoundly important whenever you're doing an Instagram Live, a Facebook Live, a webinar, a speech from the stage. And frankly, you can apply this same model to any situation, any scenario where you're trying to motivate people to take an action that's going to make their lives better or solve a problem for them. So you could even apply this to your next sales video, but here's the very simple formula. And I encourage you to write these five sentences down, save them to your phone, because they're so important. I'm not kidding. The next time you go live, the next time you create a PowerPoint presentation, the next time you're speaking in front of a group, remember these five things and your speech, your live will be a tremendous hit. And by hit, I mean you're going to transform people. You're going to help people and you're going to get them to take the action that you know they need to take in order to solve the problem. Okay, so step one in any presentation is you want to start not by introducing yourself, not by giving everyone your background and telling them your life story. I think a lot of speakers end up doing that, or it's fine if you start with a joke or whatever. But like right from the start, bang, you better tell people what problem it is you're going to solve. Like start with the problem. If there's one overriding theme of almost every social media episode that we do on Build Your Tribe, the message we keep driving home is people want to know what's in it for them. So if you start by describing the problem you're going to solve, then your audience automatically is leaning forward. They are tuned in because they know what you're about to share is meaningful for them. It's going to help them. Number two, tell them what the solution is. Not exactly how to do it, but like, what's the solution? What are you going to share with us? Number three is you've got to paint the possibility. What's possible? If I follow this solution, I need to know how my life is going to change, how my business is going to be transformed, how I personally am going to be transformed. Like, what's going to be different? If I do this, how will things be different? That's the number three question you need to answer. But if I was going to call that 3A, I would say that 3B is to paint the picture of what's going to happen if they don't follow your solution, if they don't take the solution, if they don't follow your advice. You know, you've got to put a little bit of fear in there. You've got to let them know. You've got to be honest and say, okay, if you don't do this, here's what you're left with, which is probably where they are right now. All right, so number four is you need to tell your audience, what do I do? This is the mistake most speakers make. I don't care if it's on an Instagram Live. I don't care if it's on the stage at a convention center. I have seen so many very motivating, very captivating, very charismatic speakers get up on stage, they talk about a problem, they talk about a solution, what it looks like, they describe their own life, and then they recap how it's possible for you too, but they don't tell you what to do. That's because they left out number four. If you want to be an impactful speaker, whether it's on a live or on a stage, you've got to tell people what to do. The majority of people who are looking to learn are not looking for motivation. They're not looking for rah-rah, you can do it too. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a place for motivational speakers, for sure. I don't consider myself a motivational speaker. I mean, somebody might label me that, but I'm almost offended because I don't try to give people motivation. I want to give them, like, okay, here's how. I want to give you the steps because I like attracting people who want to know how. They already have the motivation. Certainly, there are people who need a motivational speaker. They're stuck in their own minds, and they need someone to get them inspired to take action. But if you want to be a memorable speaker, if you want to get people to take action who are ready to take action, then you better tell people what they need to do. And then number five is to just finish your speech, your live, your webinar, by really reiterating, like driving home the overall message. And there should just be one. If I had to summarize every single social media episode on Build Your Tribe, I would say that the overriding theme is you must figure out what's in it for them. Before you post anything on Instagram, you've got to ask yourself, what's in it for others? Does this just make me look good? Is this only interesting to me? Am I trying to sell something for me? Or is there something in this that benefits other people? Because if it doesn't benefit other people, it's not going to go anywhere. That's my message, and I'm going to drive that home. When you think about the next live that you're going to do or the next webinar, you hit number four and you're telling people what to do. I hope it goes without saying that one of the things that they need to do should be a call to action. Maybe it's click add to cart or join your membership program, buy your widget, join your team. So it's what to do. And obviously that very last what to do should be a call to action, right? People need to be told what to do. We just do. We're so easily distracted. We want someone who's a leader, someone who can teach, someone who can show us what the problem is and show us what the possible solution is. And they can paint that picture of a possibility. And then they're going to tell us exactly how to do it and what we need to do next. But it doesn't end there because, as you and I both know, if you're speaking to an audience of 100 people on Instagram or 2,000 people on a webinar, that'd be a good webinar. You're going to tell people what to do, which might even include click add to cart. But there's a very small percentage of people who actually take action the first time they're told to take action. The cardinal rule of advertising is the 7 times factor. It's just a general rule that the average customer needs to have like 7 touches with you, 7 suggestions with you, 7 exposures to your brand and who you are and what it is you offer before they actually take action. So you have to assume that even though you've told them exactly what to do, they're not going to take action because it's the first or the second or the third or the fourth time they've had contact with you. So you want to leave them, this is number five, you want to leave them with a message that's so clear and so easy to remember that they won't forget it. It needs to ring in their ears and they need to think of you when they think about this message. So for example, when we think about everything we teach in Insta Club Hub, it is you've got to figure out what's in it for them, for the customer. The message that I repeat over and over and over again whenever I'm selling or opening up registration to the Marketing Impact Academy, I repeat over and over and over again that you need to build your business in the right steps. You need to follow the right steps in the right order. And if you don't, it's just going to take you 10 times longer to get there. You're going to spend time and money you don't need, but it's the right steps in the right order. It's got to be a very simple message that you end your presentation on that rings true for people. A message that's valuable to them so that even if they just wrap their head around that message, they found value in your presentation, even if they didn't take action this time. But they will in the future because that message is going to stick with them and they're going to realize, gosh, I don't know if I actually know the right order or I don't actually know if I know how to do that. And they're going to think of you and begin to build trust, reciprocity. They're going to remember, okay, that message was valuable. That message rang true. That message was clear. And it was concise. Do not end your Instagram Live or your Facebook Live or your webinar, whatever it is, your speech on stage, by giving somebody 5 takeaways. Give them 1 takeaway. I've made this mistake. I've ended recently. I just was looking back at some of my own speeches and I realized in 2 of the last presentations, my last slide was a recap of everything I taught them. Big mistake. Why? Because I forgot to look at this list. I forgot that that recap needs to be one message that they won't forget. Not the 7 things I taught them or the 5 things or the 3 things. The one most important message is the takeaway. All right, so quickly, the recap. Here we go. Number 1, what problem is it that you solve? Number 2, what is the solution? Number 3, possibilities. Number 4, What exactly do I do? Which includes a CTA. And number five, a simplified takeaway, the moral of your story. Again, my sincere gratitude that you spent this time with me. I hope that it was brief enough for you today. I hope that you will write those five questions down and think about them before you prepare your next speech or before you go live. As always, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. Don't forget to check out InstaClubHub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out InstaClubHub.com.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.